Chapter 2, The DNA of Success. Being happy means different things to different people. It will even mean different things at different times in our lives. Take our careers, for example. When we begin our working lives, we focus mostly on how we can make money and climb the so-called corporate ladder of success. This is usually because we have little or no money and we are starting at the bottom of the ladder. As life moves on, we begin to earn more money and our lives and priorities change. Perhaps we start a family or get promoted to a point where, while money still matters, we begin focusing on other things. Eventually, we get to the point of wanting that work-life balance, and some of us have determined that it is not about how much money, power, or status that we have, but how we can find work that is rewarding, empowering, and fulfilling. Happiness is simply more than about work, and for each of us, happiness changes not only from year to year, but also day to day. I scoured the vast library of books I had read and reread them. I listened to tapes and CDs, attended seminars, and searched the internet to try and find answers to how people find happiness and joy in whatever form they deem it to be. It did not matter if it was professional success, personal success, business success, or simply lifelong success. Then I began to see patterns. The fact is that although there are enormous volumes of new books written every year on personal achievement, business success, or any manner of self-help, the content has been the same since the first classics of this genre written centuries ago. Don't misunderstand me. There's value in each new book. Different generations face unique challenges, and sometimes we need to hear the same message in another way to be able to apply it to our lives. Providing the tools and knowledge on how to live successfully or work smarter and more efficiently, updated to today's society, is not only beneficial but hugely necessary. I read both the classics of the old masters of personal achievement like Norman Vincent Peale, James Allen, Dale Carnegie, Napoleon Hill, David Schwartz, Zig Ziglar, and Og Mandino, just to name a few. I also read modern-day experts like Stephen Covey, Anthony Robbins, Jack Welch, Andy Andrews, Jim Collins, and dozens of others in search of the formula, the pattern, and the makeup of how to achieve success in whatever form it means.